The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yes, we do. And I've got a story that got bumped yesterday for other things. You know, that's always how you know you're on a show like this, and you're, as they say, hitting on all cylinders, when you can take what you had prepared and bump it because something just happened that's better. And it looks like I'm going to have to do that again today. So y'all are going to have to wait to hear the story of the guy who was arrested making the relations with a horse's nose. But then again, that's pretty much the story.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. And he's in the best sheriff in America's county, Polk County, Florida.
Okay.
So Sheriff Grady Judd.
All right.
Dealing with him. But anyway.
I'm just picturing that what you just said is, you know, carved into my brain. That image, I can't even picture it. Caught by his girlfriend. Huh.
But we'll get into that tomorrow.
Maybe. I can't wait.
Because this is of urgency. Lindsay has relationship stuff to talk to Rob about, because you know she's on this mission to get Rob married with a dating app and all of that. Up until today, I guess, and then she came in with a different perspective, and he didn't want to talk about it on the regular radio.
Mm. Okay,
just in case.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, then let me. Okay. Collect my thoughts. Okay. So I was thinking last night, me and old Robbie, we're going to meet tomorrow night at Blackfin. They have delicious drinks, great food. We're going to meet. We're going to do this dating app because I tried to download it. It won't let me because I'm not Rob, you know, basically.
Thank God.
Yeah. So we're going to meet. We're going to do the dating site. It's going to be great. Well, Rob has to go to the gym with his friend girl. I don't want to say girlfriend because they're not dating.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
He has to go after Blackfin. So he's probably not going to have a drink. I'm probably going to be the only one. Anyway.
No, I'll have a drink. I'll have a drink. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So he's like, I got to hurry though. I'm going to the gym with my friend. So, okay. I'm thinking to myself, they're going to the gym every day together, okay? Mm-hmm. What guy and girl do you know at his age that hang out that don't want to
be romantic?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know she's got something for him. I know it. So I think, why are we doing all this dating crap when it's right in front of your face?
And she's a lovely person.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
She's cute.
Especially to be a liberal.
She's cute. He says she's smart, funny. I mean.
Yeah, she is. We got to spend some time. She's easy to be around.
Mm-hmm. So what am I missing here? Because you don't go to the gym with, well, you're married. I get it. You don't go to the gym with a girl every day, and you wouldn't unless you.
Yeah, you wanted a date.
And carve out time for, like, you're rushing me.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what it comes down to.
I got to hurry because I got to go to the gym with a girl. Like, that to me, I mean, we're working. This is some work content right here, buddy.
Yeah. And if they're just friends, then he's obviously putting her friendship over yours.
Thank you.
Totally.
Correct.
Yeah, and you've known him way longer than she has.
And maybe I'm a bit bitter, but these are where my thoughts go. Like, why are we even doing a dating site when I feel like this could be a match?
It's not. I mean, at least right now, it's not.
And does she know you're about to do a dating app? That's why y'all are going to go meet Lindsay? And she's going to be with you to meet Lindsay?
No. No, okay. I'm meeting her at the gym afterwards.
Yeah, you may
but
not
yeah, I told her that's what I was doing.
As I was gonna say, you may not want to bring her around Lindsay because Lindsay will start a whole mess with her about dating you. And
yeah,
she'll have her.
I'll have to go to the gym alone after that.
Yeah, she'll either have her in love with you or resenting you and thinking you're weird.
Yeah,
Lindsay would, by the time she's finished with it.
True, all true. But
we've said the same thing, Lynn. Why? But she's a lot younger than you are, though, isn't she, Rob?
Yeah, she just turned 30.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's not. Well, yeah.
Yeah, he's 39.
Mm-hmm. I'm old.
But not terrible. I mean, And she acts mature.
I would say, I would say that that's fair. She's wise for her age.
I think it goes the other way. Like she acts her age, but he
acts younger.
Yeah, he acts like a 13-year-old.
Yeah, that's accurate.
That's not 100% false.
So I think this is what you need to do. You know, take my advice or not. Stop going to the gym with her until, and kind of make her like, not an ultimatum, but kind of, you know, like, I'm not going to go to the gym with you anymore, but don't let her know it's because it needs to be something for y'all to hang out every day. But it kind of does. And if she misses you, she's going to.
But he doesn't want that.
Mm. Yeah, I'm good right now.
But you want a dating app or what? Wait, was that just me?
I don't think I ever said I wanted this.
He begrudgingly agreed to let you have fun with it.
Okay. I think I put that out of my head subconsciously, mm-hmm. but it was just me. Okay.
Because how could he not want you to find him somebody? That's what you're thinking.
Right.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's gracing you with her talents as a matchmaker. Yeah. Is it possible that he's using this dating scenario as a power play to make his friend go, oh, what am I missing? Is it possible that what's happening?
Okay, well, could be, and I like where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Because maybe let's make her a little jealous.
Why not? Yeah.
Love it.
So have y'all even had these, you know, this the slightest discussion of anything like that, Rob?
Not really.
No. So do you think that she would be shocked if you thought of her that way and you thought maybe she thought of you that way? She'd be like, what?
I think so.
What are you talking about?
I think neither one of us would be prepared for that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying all of a sudden if you started crushing on her and you let it be known to her that you were, would she think that that's just coming out of nowhere? Oh, my God, where is this coming from? I mean, I've never even considered that. You think?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't think anything we've done or talked about would give anyone an inkling of that.
What you've done, let's not even forget the fact y'all went all the way to the mountains. Was that where you were? And then not only was it a work thing, but you went socially out after in a town that's not where you live. Yeah, well.
Another hot chick.
That's right.
He got him on each arm.
Uh-huh.
That's a Minaj. Robbie Minaj.
I just don't see any negatives to this. I think, let me just work on this, okay?
So
I'm really excited. I'm so happy you're working on this. I can't wait.
Do you want him to have her come to meet you at the Blackfin?
Please.
To set this whole thing up?
Why can't she?
She works till 5, and she'll get home at 6 to South Carolina, and that's when I intend to be there to go to the gym afterwards.
What time are y'all meeting, Lynn?
Like 4:30.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he's got to.
I feel rushed.
He's just saying, to hell with you, Lynn. I got to go.
Mm-hmm. That's how I know this is a thing.
My other female friend is more important.
Mm-hmm. I'm leaving my children. My husband is coming home from work early. Let's not forget. Because I asked him, please get home at 4. I've got to meet Rob for something we're doing on the show. And my pleasure, because I'm excited about it.
But I think, though, it probably would be better if you just let this ride. And because we've been over with, he doesn't have any interest. He said she doesn't have any interest. And I do think that sooner or later they'll end up, you know, crushing on each other and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how would she be able to not, being around him as much as she is, not start crushing on him, getting all goo-goo?
Yeah.
And then how would he not let his cone turn red, as they say?
Who says that?
Out there with country people say cone's red like a rooster, ready to go.
Oh. I do have one more question.
Okay.
Okay.
When you go to the gym with her,
yes.
Do you part ways to work out or do you work out together?
We work out together.
Okay. I'm gonna
so y'all spot each other.
I rest my case.
Well, we're not using free weights. We're using the machines, but we usually do the same machine at the same time.
And you're talking and okay.
Well, you still spot people on machines. If you're really pushing yourself.
Pokemon.
Hmm? What's that?
We're playing Pokemon when we're on the bikes.
Okay.
This is a match made in heaven. I don't know what we're waiting on. I mean, yeah, do y'all get it?
Yeah, 100%.
But the thing they went to in the mountains was a board game cafe bar kind of thing. So, yeah, they have the exact same interests. But on another note, if you're, let's say you're doing a machine, Rob, that is a overhead press machine, it would help you to do as much as you can. And then if you struggle, the other person just gives you a little bit of a boost, and that really stimulates the muscles. So you can spot each other on that. And then that would give you an opportunity to be physically closer your endorphins are going all crazy.
I like it.
That's not what we
do. You ever notice how hard your nipples get while you're working out, Rob? That's endorphins. If you've never noticed it, pay attention today. When you get to sweating going on, them old nips will pop out there like two damn porcupines.
I bet you he's noticed hers.
Looking like...
Whoa, now.
Looking like you got two rhinos in your shirt. Just boom. So I go ahead and do the thing, and then I think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be robbing the cradle soon.
Yeah.
You know, he should post a picture on a story of him cheersing drinks with like a mystery, you know, and that would get her crazy.
Yes. I like
it. Get her a little jealous. I think these are totally healthy ways to start a relationship. Yeah. You want him to be a little jealous of what you're doing. And
But I bet he told her what he's doing. Didn't you? Does she know what you're doing?
She knows what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm sure she seemed totally cool with it. Mm-hmm.
So you're no threat to her, is what that tells me, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm. She also wouldn't see a story because she's not on social medias.
Oh.
She's not on social media. What's she hiding? Uh-huh. What's going on?
She's the one who got me. She's the one who told me that she deleted TikTok, and I was like, that's a good idea because I need to delete it and reclaim some of my time.
Yeah, so she's a bossy britches.
Mm-hmm, I like it.
She's taking over your life already. Mm-hmm. You might as well get some benefits out of it physically.
Physically, sure.
I mean, you letting her run your life.
Yeah.
Not letting her run my life.
Well, she's helping you out with some.
Well, as important as food apps were to you, and she got you, made you delete all of those. Oh.
Yeah.
Good point.
And if she were a conservative, I would think there's nothing wrong with that. But I know how them liberals work.
It's a mind game.
They just want to take over. All right, we got to take a break. And I know Rob's excited about getting married, so we'll start planning that very soon.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, I just have one more question. I thought of it during the break. About Rob and this friend of his that he's been hanging out with so much. What are her thoughts on children? Does she want to be a mom someday? Have y'all talked about that?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Well, then that puts him out right there, Lynn. He doesn't want kids.
I did hear him the other day mention, did you hear that? And I can't remember because, you know, my memory's not great, but I can't remember what the conversation was, but I heard it.
Yeah, he's softening up to the idea of having kids.
And I'm wondering if it's because of her.
No.
Wonder. But man, I hope not.
What?
Why?
Because she's liberal.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got enough of them.
Maybe Rob can change her.
Well, Rob's not into it enough to. I mean, he's watching those indoctrinated children's shows like She-Hulk and whatnot.
She-Hulk.
And Wally and
Wally. Is that it? Wally.
You're not wrong. I do love an indoctrination show.
But that's not a good way to start a relationship when you're going in under the guise like maybe I can change them. That's not gonna be.
Maybe
good.
He needs to be changed.
Yeah, but he's trying to change
she
her.
She needs to change. And well, I can change them both. You let me.
Different changes, but yes, change them both.
I need to change them both. Into being proud Americans, by God. But Rob has started another job. He works when he's finished with the morning show. He's got a new job, and so weight training and working out and all is not the only kind of training that he needs to be doing. He's going to have to, as he said, train his stomach, because what's been happening that you found as a problem with your new job?
Well, normally I'm at home around, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock. Well, I'm not anymore. And I have had to use the company bathroom for somewhat of an emergency 3 out of the 4 days that I've worked so far.
Because his his poop schedule is thrown off.
I could see that. Yeah.
An emergency situation, huh?
Like I'm kind of like power walking down the hall.
Yeah. Are you sick or? I mean,
it's just that's when my body's used to, you know, being able to do it. You know?
So it was a normal situation. Okay.
But it has to be done.
It has to be done.
I held it as long as I could because I was trying to work.
But, I see. You know, don't ever hold
gotta
it.
Do what
in.
You got to do.
Well, I get.
We're working on.
Oh my God, Riggins!
How mortified would you be?
First day on the job.
If you're at a brand new job and you had to poop in the company bathroom for every day you've been there.
Hustling down the hall.
Oh, God. It's
mortifying.
I don't know what I would do.
I don't know.
Guys are different than girls, I think.
It's an emergency.
It's an emergency. Well, I can see that you're used to.
Is it a one person? Like you go in, lock the door, you're the only one in there? Or is it stalls?
Thankfully, it stalls.
Okay.
It's two urinals, two stalls, and then there's a shower beside it too.
Okay,
so just in case it gets real bad.
So does the door lock, or are other people coming in and out while you're in there?
Luckily, no one has come in when I'm in there, but they can.
See, I don't know which one I would rather do.
The stalls.
You would?
Yeah, I think so.
But say you go in there and it's like this one that we have down the hall is just a one person when you go in and lock the door, but there's a good chance that you could go do that and then sneak out before anybody sees that you were in there.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm.
But if you're in there with, you know, where people are coming in and out.
Is that the new guy? Yeah. Is that Rob? Blowing it up?
Oh, my God.
3 out of the 4 days this week.
Dude.
He needs to be let go. Yeah.
But also, if it's just a one stall thing, then you have to worry about somebody waiting outside for you to finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, then they're like, "Damn, you're in there forever."
But that's what I'm saying. And which one is the bigger risk? And I think the risk of that happening is lower than the risk of somebody coming in to pee while you're in there doing your business.
That's probably true.
I like a one one hit wonder.
Yeah, just poop in the urn. Wow.
But you gotta do something to reschedule. Either you got to force yourself to go earlier. Like in the morning, or be able to hold it until later in the day.
Because you can reset
your poop clock.
Or maybe eat it.
I'm going to have to.
Eat it a different time, too. Or maybe don't eat it all.
Yeah, maybe just keep it all empty. Wait till lunch.
See,
reset my whole body.
Yeah. Riggins and I are alike with that. I mean, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine going in the hall down here, and there aren't even many people in this office building.
Yeah.
And then most of the time, we're here by ourselves and nobody else here yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I still can't even fathom going in there and doing
it.
I wish I could be more comfortable with it. Like those guys in the airport. You ever walk into a men's bathroom at the airport? The sounds coming out of there are just horrific.
Or someone that takes a paper and they're like, what do you do? You're getting cozy? Yeah.
It's like everybody poops. You know, that's their whole thing. Everybody does it. What do you care? It's like, okay, you're right. Maybe I should be more comfortable with it. But. I'm not.
Everybody picks their nose too, but not out in front of everybody. Right. Everybody's like, hey, everybody does it.
Yeah. Right.
Lynn, do y'all talk on the phone or do women talk on the phone in the public restroom when they're pooping?
No. Not that I've heard,
Yeah, a lot of guys do that.
That's weird. You know
what I mean? Like when we went to the old building we worked at the radio station, there were a couple of guys that would just, I mean, you'd hear them in there. And they'd start the call by saying, I'm in here on the throne. I thought I'd give you a call when I got a minute.
Yeah. So weird.
They think it's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are guys. Funny. Yeah, they're the reputation why guys get, men are gross because they're just like too free with it.
Oh, well, yeah. That's nasty.
And you could always walk when you go into the men's room at that place. There would be a newspaper on the floor in one of the stalls. Where they just, finish reading it and just put it there for the next person.
Yep.
And nobody want to touch that after you wiped yourself.
Yeah.
You're nasty.
Yeah, people don't even read newspapers anymore, so I guess everybody's just on their phone.
You see the sports page just laid out.
And that's worse, being on your phone during that, because now your phone has...
particles.
Yeah, ew. Yeah.
Riggins has a special device just for the bathroom. And then you still use that little iPad mini thing?
I used to. It it's no longer supported by Apple, so it eventually just died and it doesn't work anymore. But yeah, no, I'll bring an iPad in there, and absolutely, if I'm in my own bathroom,
sure,
absolutely, I don't even close the door.
Yeah, I bring in a projector, set up movies, the whole thing.
Sure. It's going to be an event.
Jody got this thing for me for Christmas, like a joke gift for my stocking, and it was as seen on Shark Tank.
Oh.
And it is basically a 5-minute sundial that is a poop timer.
I love that.
What's 5 minutes? I don't get it.
That's how long it should take you to poop. It shouldn't take you any longer than
any
that.
Longer than five.
So it's like get out of the bathroom. Yeah. You're wasting time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Man, women are so different than men, though. We're in and out. Like, there's no, you know, messing around.
A lot of guys will abuse that's the point of the joke. I think guys abuse the time in the bathroom instead of doing their business or just trying to get away from their family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't try to get away from my family. I just, you know.
Like to say.
I think, no, I mean, I'm 55 years old, and I know how long it takes me to go to the bathroom. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. If it takes me a long time, it takes a long time. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
What's your average? Are you over 5 minutes?
Oh, yeah, usually.
Usually.
Mm-hmm.
Over 10 minutes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty efficient in the bathroom. I don't spend a lot of time in there.
You guys got a squatty potty?
No, but I hear those are fantastic.
I hear they're good.
I've never heard a man say that, though. I've heard women say it.
Mm-hmm. We know one guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
I don't want to. He told us off the air.
I'm dying to know.
Yeah. I'll write it down. He loves it and swears by it and recommends it to everybody.
But, I mean, that's just that's another piece of clutter. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. A lot of health freaks.
Oh, because he's healthy.
A lot of health guy. Yeah. The girls I know that have it are real into fitness. And
yeah, this guy's too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but who knows? I'm eating organic crap now, so I may get a squatty potty. I may fall for that.
Have you noticed any differences?
I think I'm fatter, actually.
You think you're fatter?
Yeah.
That would be so funny. I mean, it's horrible, but it would be funny.
I'm the only person that would happen to, though. I mean, I'm not eating very much at all because it sucks.
Yeah.
We talked about his face.
It sucks.
Is DJ getting fatter or
something? He's barely eating.
Right. Yeah, I haven't had what they say causes inflammation or any of that stuff, but I'm getting fatter.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also not.
No. Yeah, that's just typical me.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.